I don't know about you, but sometimes I make things way too hard. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals, doing God's work God's way instead of doing it our way. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work." That is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for His good pleasure. Isn't that a powerful passage? Yet, for every believer, we tend to ignore that truth at times because the temptation of transforming the Christian life into a human strength-driven project can distract and detract from the true mission. Let's remember that scripture, that truth, when we're tempted to get distracted by our own making things too hard and using our strength instead of God's. We need to remember that when the Lord guides, He provides. When He instructs, He empowers. He is good. He never asks us to do something unless He is providing the means to do it, the strength to do it. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful. God is faithful to His word. He is compassionate and trustworthy. And He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, He has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy." Wow, that just really leapt out at me, the end part. Overcome temptation with joy. That's what the Lord does for us. He gives us the strength. He is faithful, like that passage said. God is faithful to His word. He is compassionate and trustworthy. So let's not make things too hard. Let's rely on the Lord. Today, are you trusting in your own strength or relying on Christ and the strength He provides? Ask Him. I'll ask Him too. He'll show you, and He'll show me too. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us, that you are faithful, and that you help us to overcome temptation with joy. We thank you that you are compassionate and trustworthy, like we just read. We thank you that we can trust you no matter what. We do that right now. And right now, I also pray with all the listeners that you would provide your best for each request, each prayer request on their hearts. Please comfort the grieving right now. Help them sense your presence in a special way. Please touch and heal those who are sick. And help those feeling lonely to sense your presence in a special way today. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you always have a purpose for us when we're here on earth. We thank you that you equip us to do the work. And so we rely on you now. And Lord, I pray with those who have not yet received you as Savior and Lord, and who have actually been not just tempted to do things their way, but have been just plain doing things their way, not caring. And now they realize that you, Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father except through you. And so I pray right now with those to receive Christ. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. We confess our sins. We have sinned against you. We are so sorry for our sins. We repent. We turn from wicked ways. We stop rejecting you. We start accepting you now. We accept you as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. Please use us for your glory. Please cleanse us from our sins. And we confess with our mouths that you, Lord Jesus, are Lord. We believe in our hearts that you died on the cross and rose from the dead for us. And so we rely on you and you alone for salvation, not on our good behavior, but on what you did on the cross. We love you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you afresh. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We ask that you would grant us wisdom, Father. Help us to love you and love others with your love. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. It's really pretty simple. Offer to pray with someone this week. Do it through a phone call, a card, a text, Facebook message, you know, not necessarily on the wall, but approach people in a personal way, in a kind way, in an appropriate way, and share the love of Christ and offer to pray with them this week. If you need extra prayer, you can always send in your prayer requests 24/7 to prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends, and remember that Jesus still loves you. He has a purpose for you. If you're breathing right now, there's a reason for that, and he wants to use you to be a blessing, and you'll be blessed as you're a blessing to others.